Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. We ask you to sit back, relax, and let us go into the inner court and behind the veil. God bless you, and stay encouraged. Amen. Yes, you can hear us each week, Monday through Fridays, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., as well as on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. until 10 o'clock. We want to encourage you again to just sit back and to relax and enjoy the worship. Amen. Yes, we just heard from Jeff Major's Psalms 23. Truly, the Lord is our light and our shepherd. God bless you again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. As we said earlier, that we are on the station Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., as well as Sunday mornings from 8:30 till 10 o'clock. God bless you again, and let us sit back and enjoy. One of the things that I wanted to say this morning, that we should all work together, that we should all be on one accord, and truly the Lord has blessed us that as we work together in unity, as we work together in faith, we know that our God can do anything but fail. We want to stay encouraged. We want to encourage you as we exalt, edify, and encourage one another, that we want to be about a good work. We want to be in fellowship with one another. One of the things that I really enjoy, I listen to other leaders who are in the ministry of the Lord, and they also are working together in unity. One thing we want to encourage, as you work in the body of Christ, as we are one faith, one Lord, one baptism, as we all in there together, that we need to just get up and just believe that our God is able. One of my favorite speakers is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and let us listen to a little sermon, that a little prayer that he said this morning. Let us sit back and enjoy. Amen.
Before you get comfortable being down. I don't think they heard me. I'm going to tell y'all over here. Get up before you get comfortable being down. Get up. Who am I talking to? Maybe it's you. Get up before you get comfortable being down. Get your clothes on. You get ready to move. That's the word of God for somebody in this room. Get up. Get your clothes on. You get ready to move into another dimension. And God says, I'm going to walk you past every I can't that ever stood up in your life. God said, I'm going to walk you right past the threshold of everything that says that that's not for people like you.
Amen and amen. That's one thing I love about listening to him. He's very motivational. As I said before, it is so beautiful just to just hear how he talks about the Lord, because truly our Lord deserves it. Our Lord deserves all praises and all worship. So this is what I love about listening to different speakers, that all of us have something to say. And let us listen to J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. Amen.
He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
You deserve it, my hallelujah.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord, everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I'm saying. From the depths of my heart.
Yes, the songwriter says from the bottom of my heart that God deserves all the praise. Yes, he does. We are so blessed. We are so fortunate that we are in the land of the living. Truly, we thank God for that. We thank God that we're able to just wake up and to fellowship. We thank God that we're just able to just to give God the glory. Truly that God deserve it, that it is good when they say, let us go into the house so we can just worship God. God is truly awesome, and that he loves us so, that he sent his son, and that death, burial, and resurrection was for us so that we could have eternal life. God bless you again. If you would like to write us, our P.O. Box is 9786. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. Again, that's 9786, Baltimore, Maryland, 21284. If you would like to call us, our number here is 410-661-4103. Again, that's 410-661-4103. We have so many awesome singers, so many awesome speakers, so many awesome teachers that are telling us to stay encouraged. And as we heard earlier from Bishop T.D. Jakes, that we need to get up to be encouraged and to know that if God can't do it, it can't be done. That we have the victory through the Holy Spirit, that we should just stay encouraged. That God is not finished with us yet. It is written in the Lamb Book of Life that everything that God has promised, everything he said in his word, it is going to come to pass. You know why? Because we may not be worthy of it, but God loves us so that he breathed breath into our body. We became a living being, and we're able to thank God for all blessings. Let us listen to Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. Amen. Amen.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed.
Yes, isn't that so encouraging to hear the songwriter says that God thought so much of us that he died on a cross for us so that we can have eternal life, so that we can have a chance to have the promises and the victory only through that death, burial, and resurrection of being saved and having the Holy Spirit, that truly we are blessed, that truly we have the victory, not because we deserve it, but because God made that sacrifice for us. God bless you again as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We want you to stay encouraged, and we want you to know that it is good when we can all love each other to exalt, edify, and encourage each other. It is good when we can all speak blessings and encouragement, when we can all get together and break bread in peace. Amen. Amen. God bless you again today as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry. I've heard a beautiful song by Chris Morris Evans, and I want to share it with you because truly that she sang from the depths of her soul the love that she had for God and that the love that we should have for one another as human beings in the body of Christ. Let us listen to it now. Again, this is Chris Morris Evans. Amen. From the depths of her soul, that through that Holy Ghost power, that I have that victory. Isn't it beautiful to know that you have the victory through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? Truly, we are so blessed again. As you sit back and enjoy the Fivefold Ministry broadcast, remember now that if God can't do it, it just can't be done, because God is still in charge. Yes, he is, beloved. That when you look at the news, there is so much that is going on. There is so much chaos and wars and rumors of wars. And you see that the Middle East are fighting amongst themselves. Truly, this is a time to pray. This is a time to turn over your plate. Because as I told you last week, it could be a domino effect. You know, United States here, that we are supporting Ukraine and Kyiv doing this war with Russia, and now we have the Israel in conflict with Palestine. So we are really, you know, at our wits' end, that prayer is needed, fasting is needed, encouragement is needed, because we need peace. We need peace in the midst of the valley, and we know that only God can bring the peace that we need. So I would encourage you again, as you go about your day, make it positive. Make it something that God could be proud of, that you are a beacon of light, that you are a reflection of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are his beloved, that we are his Christians. I would encourage all of you who do not know God to ask him to come into your life, the pardon of your sins, and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost, so you can have guidance, you can have victory, and that you can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes, he can. He can do anything but fail. And one of my mom's favorite is James Cleveland, which is "Peace Be Still," because truly at a time like this, we need peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Time like this, especially in the Middle East, that we need peace to be still with our neighbors so that we can get along, so that all of us can enjoy living together. You know, wasn't it a sad thing when we were separated by COVID? For the last 2 years, we were separated that we could not enjoy just being together, being out in fellowship, just being with one another. You know, we have the privilege to know that we are in the land of the living and that God provided us with the opportunity to breathe his air and to be with family and to be out in the community and go see our loved ones, you know. But because of man, because of experimentation, because of people are trying to figure out the answers, the things that God has already made, that truly the whole world was affected by it, that this COVID spread from nation to nation. And we are still, after 2 years later, and even a year later after that, we still are taking the shots. We got the new Moderna shots and different medicines that's supposed to help us to even cope with this, that it could be another a massive thing that we're not able to breathe God's air again. Beloved, I would encourage you to make each day worthwhile, to make each day positive, something that would give hope. As we heard today that peace is needed in the Middle East, as we heard one of my favorite speakers, Bishop T.D. Jakes, say, get up and be positive and move out and to take God with you, to know that your God can do anything but fail, and to make it worthwhile, because truly we can't live without the power of God, because he is our Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, and only he has the power to restore the things that we have taken for granted and we have the negativity towards each other. If you don't have anything good to say, you shouldn't say it at all. Watch what you say out your mouth. You have that power of the tongue where you can tear down individuals or build them up. This is a time that we need to take life and be more grateful seriously. That, you know, there's so many things that are going on that we should just pray for, even the United States that is so involved in other countries, that they do not get into a war themselves. So I want to encourage you again to just be mindful that we are here to be the beacon of life, of hope, and to give prayer one to another and to help those that need it. God bless you again, and let us listen to Israel and New Breed and Alpha and Omega. Amen.
And Omega, we worship you, our Lord, and you are worthy to be praised. Sing it again.
I love it. It says that we worship you, our Lord, and that alone, that he is the Alpha and the Omega. That's why it's so important that as you get up and move out in fellowship and be a beacon of light and hope to the whole world, as you live by the commandments, as you follow and repent those things that you know that you need to get right with God, do the best that you can. Forgive yourself and forgive others, and do pray and do follow the word of God. You know why? Because if God can't do it, it can't be done. Everything he said in his word, all the promises that he made is so very important. God bless you again as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry. Remember now, Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., USA, United States time, here on the eastern part of the United States, that we are bringing the word of God to you. We have speakers like Reverend Rice and Mrs. Rice on Wednesday, as well as the man of wisdom himself, Apostle Lakami, on Thursday. And you can hear our Friday night concert as well. We want you to listen to us And as you go out, remember now, each day is a Sabbath. Each day is a day to worship God. Each day is a day to praise God. Each day is a day to love God. Each day is a day to believe God. Each day is a day that you woke up in the land of the living. Oh, we are so grateful. We are so blessed. And we are so redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless you again as you listen to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. We're going to listen to one of our speakers now who comes in on Tuesday and Wednesday. His name is Reverend Leroy Rice. And we truly enjoy listening to him as he breaks bread. You know, we have so many good speakers and teachers all through the week and through the month. They are trying to carry that gospel of Jesus Christ through all nations, radio and TV, as well as online, internet, YouTube, Twitter. So, beloved, it's so very important that as you hear the gospel, live according to that word. And remember now, worship the Lord and govern yourselves accordingly. Let us listen to one of our speakers at this time. Amen. Amen.
Well, my Savior died down for cleansing from sin. I cried out to my own bottom supply. Glory to His name. Well, I'm singing glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name. God to my heart was a flood of life. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Well, glory to His name, righteous name. Glory to His name, righteous name. Bow to my heart, was the blood of pride. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides. At the cross where He took me and go bow to my heart, the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. I bring greetings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one that sets high and the one that looks low. I come once again to lift up His name, because in lifting His name up from this earth, He said He would draw all men unto Him. He has the power to draw us if we only let Him do our lifting Him up right now. I come because He said long time ago to me, whosoever will, let him come and drink from the fountain that will never run dry. He have a fountain that's filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, they lose all their guilt and stain. It gives me a great pleasure to greet you all today in the name of Jesus. I come not of my own, but I come because I am coming because of His will, not my will. And I want to just pause for just a little while today. I want to pause because I need to do as I normally do, to honor my Father God, who sets high and He looks low, and He rules heaven and He rules earth. And I want to give Him the honor that's due to Him today. I want to honor Him because He is so good to me. He's better to me than I am to myself. He's my rose and sharing and my lily in the valley, my bright morning star. He's my fairest of 5,000 women, boys, girls all over the world. He is my everything. He is my all in all. He is my God all by Himself. Anything that I need, He has always come to and supplied my need according to His riches in glory. And I want to give Him the honor, because it's good to know that we have someone like our Father God that sets above and looks down on us and watches over us. Even when we're going through trials and tribulations, He still sets high and looks low. He still controls the universe. And when we can't even do those things that necessarily need to be done in our lives, He is there because He has stood by my side. All these years, He has been my God. All these years, He has walked with me. All these years, He has talked with me. When my friends forsake me, the Lord always has taken me up, treated me like a little child. And I'm so glad right now that I have a God like that, because He don't leave me behind like some of our so-called friends do. They will leave us behind when we don't have nothing to offer them anymore. But I stop to let you know that the God that I serve, He will never leave me nor forsake me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I give you all my honor right now, because you're worthy. And I want to thank my wife and for coming on week after week with me. I want to just thank her, because she don't have to do it, but she do it anyhow. I want to thank her because she allows God to use her in a way where she can speak to these here God's people out here in Radio Land. It's a blessing to have someone to stand with you when you are doing God's will, because God says where two
of whom my people gather in my name, I will be in the midst. I come to tell you that God is always in the midst when we are gathered together doing his will. I want to thank her for that. Thank her for just allowing and her time to help this program to continue on as we come week after week on this station. Not only that, I want to give Apostle Mercer thanks and honor too right now, because she don't have to do what she do, but she takes out of her busy time and schedule and continues on week after week, day after week, allowing this program to go on through the help of the Holy Spirit of God, because we can't do nothing without God. This station wouldn't be where it's at today if it was not for God, because God is in charge of everything that's down here in this world. We are just passing through. We are just sojourners. I tell you now, we are just sojourners. This is not our home. We are just passing through. And without him, we can't do anything. But with him, all things is possible. I stop to let you know that if God is on our side, who can be against us? You see, God will take care of us. God will fight for us. God will even speak for us. God is always on our side when we allow him to do so. And that's why right now I want to thank her for allowing God to use her in the way that he uses her. And I want to thank those that come week after week on this station. They come and share with you all what God has said to them to share with you all. They open up their heart to pull out the things that God has implanted in their heart to allow you to know that God is for real. God is alive and let you know that they come to you, help lift you up, help get you back on the right road. And I want to thank you. Keep on, my soldiers. Keep on doing what you're doing, because God says the harvest is plentiful, but the labor's a few. Keep on working in the vineyard, because when you work in God's vineyard, you find that God is going to supply everything you need. And when you go out into the highways and the byways, don't you think you're all by yourself. You never by yourself, because God says, I will never leave you, my son, my daughter, alone. I walk with you if you walk. I talk with you if you talk. I guide you if you need God. I'm with always until the ends of the ages. Keep on, keep on, keep on, my fellow servant. Keep on wrecking in God's vineyard, and your wreck will not be in vain. Most holy God, it is again, Lord, that I come now. I come calling on you. There's no other name that I can call on but the name of Jesus. Knowing that under the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And in the name of Jesus, every tongue will confess, knowing that he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Thank you, my Father, when this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt, because you brought me out. You brought me out of the mighty clay and planted my feet on a solid rock. Lord, I pause now for just a little while. Take me, Lord, where you want me to go right now. Allow me to speak to thee, shall your children. Lord, and as I speak, let it fall on listening ears, so they would do what you would have for them to do. Some might be sick right now. They might need a healing right now. But, Lord, you are past passing by right now, let them be able to just reach out and touch you with their mind, so that you be able to raise them up off their sick bed. Lord, somebody has lost a loved one right now. Somebody's in bereavement right now. Somebody needs comfort right now. But you are so good at comforting people. Lord, comfort those that have lost a loved one, those that need to be comforted. Right now, Lord, I bring these, your children, to you. I lay them at your feet, Lord. Lord, whatever they stand in need of. Lord, I ask you right now that you would open up your windows in the heaven above and pull down a blessing. Lord, we need a blessing right now. The land needs to be blessed right now. Israel needs to be blessed right now. Pull down your Spirit upon your people. Let them be able to get drawn closer and nigh to you. Lord, right now, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for your knowledge. I want to thank you for my understanding. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for even every day of my life. I know you're with me because I feel your presence. Lord, when time comes and for me to do your will, Lord, you pour out your spirit upon me. I want to thank you, Lord, because without you, I can't even walk. Without you holding my hand, I can't even talk. Without you speaking to me, I can't even work unless you will be able to make my hands work, make my feet work, make my legs work, make my body work. Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for what you're doing in my life, Lord. I thank you for what you already done. And I thank you for what you're going to do. Now, Lord, as I go down from this place. I want to allow you, Lord, right now, to come now, Lord. Come and instill in me so that I can speak to your people. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accessible in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus, and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let us look at Luke the 9th chapter and the 51 verse. I'm just using one verse today. And it reads as the following. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Now when the time approached him to be taken up, he was determined to go to Jerusalem to fulfill his purpose. And you see here we find that before he was taken up, he sent his disciples. He sent messengers ahead of him into Jerusalem. Each year, thousands of pilgrims make their way to Israel and the holy city of Jerusalem. For many, it is the fulfillment of a lifetime to say, I walk today where Jesus walked. Always good, my sisters and brothers. Know that you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Journey to Jerusalem can be a rewarding travel. Today we begin a spiritual journey through Jerusalem. Listen. Walking with Jesus through critical hours, planning his crucifixion and resurrection. Carefully observe the individual on that journey. We must see here not just those that were on that journey, but we will see ourselves. In chapter 9, 20 of his gospel, Luke mentions Jesus' movement toward Jerusalem several times. Luke used this repetition to a signal turn in Jesus' ministry. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem is what gives meaning to even some of our holidays that we have, my sisters and brothers. Holiday like Easter. Why we celebrate time again. I'm going to raise 3 points here. And my first point is an act of courage. An act of courage. Jerusalem, the hot spot. Jerusalem was the center of the Jewish life and religion. As such, it was the center of growing of economy to this Nazareth. Jesus' decision to set out for Jerusalem was deliberately charged to enter the storm. Jesus demonstrated true courage on an early occasion when Jesus announced his intention to go to Bethlehem, to the home of Lazarus. The disciples warned him. Disciples said, Rabbi, the Jews, Rabbi, not seeking to stone you. Are you going there anyway? But Jesus knew that he had a mission to complete. Jesus knew that he had come into the world to sacrifice, make ransom himself for you and for me. Because Jesus said, I'm not turning my back on you. I'm going to be obedient, can I fix it up, to my Father which is in heaven. I'm not going to turn my back on him. I got to see this thing through. I got to walk where that nobody else wants to walk. I got to do what nobody else wants to do. And I got to do this all by myself. You see, Jesus, oh my son, went down there, spite on all that they had said that he would say. Jesus replied to the Jews, as I'm replying to you right now. Anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble. He knew what he was. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem was not the irresponsible action of a blind fantasy. He knew the risks, but met them with courage. That's why right now that I encourage you, my sisters and brothers, you know the risks in some of the things that we might go through. But I ask you, and I want to leave this with you. Just be encouraged. Meet them face to face with courage. Commitment does not sink from involvement
in the hot spot. Our example, Jesus is continuing his example and inspiration for us to face life and its difficulties with courage. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on who? Jesus. Jesus the one. Mary's baby. Jesus the one that walked on water. Jesus the one that healed the sick. Jesus the one that raised up the dead. Jesus the one that even went so far that he took two peace, buried five loaves of bread, thousands. Jesus the one. Jesus the one that even the rocks cry out. Jesus Christ that set eyes at Jesus that looks low. Keep your eyes on Jesus right now. Because we keep our eyes on Jesus, we won't be like Peter. Peter, come to me out of the boat. Come on, this is Jesus the Christ. You can do it, Peter. But keep your eyes on me. Can I work with it now? But if you take your eyes off of Jesus, you're going to go down and think like Peter did. That's why we got to always keep our eyes on the prize of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the one that holds us up. Jesus is the one that controls us. Jesus is the one that fixes us. Jesus is the one that keeps us together. But if we take our eyes off of Jesus, nothing is going to go right because Jesus is the one that holds on to us. Times get rough and the battle begins too hard for us to battle. Jesus says, I am your battle axe. In a time of war, when the doctor says, I can't do no more for you, Jesus says, I'm the doctor in the sick room. Never lost a patient. Jesus the Christ, the risen Savior, the one that's alive, the one that walks to his soul, the one that stands by our side, Jesus the Christ, you can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hand, and he's going to make everything all right. Jesus, under the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stop putting your eyes, Lord have mercy, on Satan. Because Satan can't save you. Lord have mercy. Satan can kill you. Lord have mercy. Satan can destroy you. Satan can damn your soul to hell. But Satan can't raise you up when you're sick. Satan can't feed you when you're hungry. Satan can't nourish you when you need nourishing. Satan can't give you matter from above. Satan can do all things that he knows the truth is. He destroys you. He will kill you. And that's what Satan was. Satan can't do what Jesus can do. Stop here for a little while. Stop putting your eyes on Satan. Stop walking where Satan leads you. Don't let Satan be out turn of you. Let Satan be under your feet and behind you at all times, because Satan is not a good leader. We need somebody like Jesus. He is so good. He's the leader of the flock. He knows us by our days. He knows what we stand in need of. Jesus the Christ, the risen Savior, the one that come down through 42 generations. Come down
God. He hung there with his nails in his hands and feet. He hung there with the game and bitters of his drink instead of water. He hung there, didn't say above the word, but he hung there till he says it's finished. He come down through 42 generations. He come down from the cross. We need to tell fight too. Stayed there three long days. God, I put all power in his hands. I see him right now. He fought with the devil, took the keys of hell and the grave. Come on out of the grave. Roll up his grave clothes. Walk like a natural man. Went on back to be with his father. Now he's sitting there on the right hand side, making intercession for all of us. I stop to tell you, all you got to do is keep your eyes on him, and you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. God's pioneers here, they had perfect faith. We need that faith. We need faith to be able to do what God has signed us to do. You see, for the joy set before him, he endured. He endured the throne. My second point here is, I'm almost through with it, is commitment to God's will. Not our will, listen here, but God's will that it shall be done. We got to stop doing things our way. We got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. We got to stop moving ahead of God. If you want God to move, why you want to move ahead of him? If he don't come when you want him, you give up on God. But I stop to let you know, don't give up on the one that made the heavens and the earth. Don't give up on the one feeds us when we're hungry. Don't give up on the one that doctors us back to health again when we're sick. Don't give up on the one that walks with us and talks with us on this pilgrim journey. Don't give up on the one, because he is the one. He is the one. The only one is the one, Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. You see, commitment, God's will, doing the Father's will. Journey here to Jerusalem was part of Jesus' desire to do the Father's will. Father, it's not my will that it shall be done. It is your will that it shall be done. I stop by to let you know. I come on here week after week, but it's not my will that it shall be done. I'm doing the will of my Father, which is unto help. I'm letting him lead me and guide me into all the thought. And when I speak, I don't speak of myself. I speak what he gives me to speak to you all. Listen, my sisters and brothers. Listen at this servant as he plants the seed. But I can't make the seed grow. God says you can, my son. But I will make the seed grow. I will water it. I will make it stir up into everlasting life. All I want for you to do, my servant, son, is just to seed, and I will do the rest. And all I'm doing here is planting the seed. And I'm hoping and praying that when this seed goes into the ground, Lord have mercy, that it will fall on good ground, good soil, so it will strength into everlasting life. Stop by to tell you, let this seed that I'm The rain can't wash it away. Because if we anchor our feet there in the name of Jesus and allow him be the one, you won't have to worry at all. At that age, Jesus was 12 years old. He experienced this desire. Did you know that I must be in my father's house? He said to his parents when they finally found him. You remember this story? They went to town and Jesus got lost. They didn't come back with them. They started back home and found that he was not with them. And he was found in the temple, sitting there amongst the scribes and the Pharisees. And he was talking about being about his father's business. See, his prayer in the garden, his entire life was symbolized on it. He said, not my will, but thine be done. You see, here Jesus was saying, I can't do nothing on my own because me and my father are one. What now, and I ask the question here, what could be done to us if we had a similar commitment to do God's will? Where would we be right now? Would we be in a better place than what we are right now in the will of God? Here, a willing offering. Some view the will of God as a decision post on us. But God did not post anything on us, and he did not post anything on Jesus to die on the cross. The content of his message and the nature of his person made it invisible. Sin and holiness conflict. Holy people have a hard time in this world. Jesus knew this, but still he remained willing to give himself. He said, I lay down my life. Lord have mercy. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. John 10, 17 and 18. Christ became our sin offering. He voluntarily offered himself for our sins to free us from sin and death. My Lord, you see, the writer here in Hebrews is saying, Christ said, here I am. I have come to do your will. And by that will, it made holy sacrifice for the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. We have, Lord have mercy, we have by his will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. You can find that, if you will, in Hebrews 10th chapter, 9 through 10 verses. My third point and my final point is, lose life to find life. Here you find Jesus. Pick up the cross. My Lord, of who? Jesus. Follow after me. Deny yourself. Lord have mercy. That's a step that you have to do. First of all, deny yourself. Leave everything behind. And pick up the cross. And follow after me. Christ's offering brought life. Life that no man could give us. But ye chose that life, we must offer our life. To who? To Jesus.
all want 99% of us. Jesus won 100% of us. He won all of us. All that man. A 99.5 just won't do. We got to give him all or none. Because we are his holy temple. And in his temple, the Holy Ghost lives. And if the Holy Ghost lives a little bit here and a little bit there, we got to allow the Holy Ghost to have all of us, right through us, in us, around us, about us, in everything, will be made all right. We see that time and time again we celebrate the event of Christ's journey to Jerusalem. But do not forget that the crucifixion preceded the resurrection. Discovery of life comes in the loss of life. You see, Jesus says, I laid down my life for my friend. I laid down my life on my own. No man can take my life. But I lay it down by myself. We must do God's will and give our life. Jesus says, if a man would come after me, Lord have mercy, listen. Let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. Every one of us, Lord have mercy, that's on this journey. Huh. Can I preach a little while here? We got a cross to bear. You see, because I had a long time ago, must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free. Well, there's a cross for everyone. Huh. And there's a cross for me. A concentrated cross I bear. Till death shall set me free. Then I go home a crown to wear. Because there's a crown for me. Every one of us is a cross bearer. We must bear that cross. We must even go so far that we got to, every day of our lives, the cross that we bear, we got to crucify that cross. Things that's going on in our lives. That's not like Jesus. You see, we got to crucify those things that the devil throws at us. Sometimes it gets hard. This way gets hard. Sometimes even this journey gets hard. But we got to look up to the hills. For we're coming down here. My help is coming on down. My help comes from above. And Jesus Christ looks way down. Picks us up when we fall by the wayside. Jesus Christ, the one that is robed in sharing, the one that lives in the valley, the one that Christ bore the sorrow, the one that is signed at 5,000, the one that can do what he says he can do. Jesus the Christ looks down, picks us up, turns us around, cast our feet on solid ground. We got to look to him. Deny ourselves. Stop being so selfish. Stop thinking only about yourself. Stop thinking that only you can do what you can do. Thinking that nobody else can do. Stop looking down on your sisters and your brothers. Instead of looking down, my Christian friend, I ask you right now, you need to help lift them up. And when you help lift them up, you must pray for them. Because God said in his word, pray for those who even faithfully use you. Pray. Prayer is the answer. Because God got the keys to the fire line. To open up the door and let that prayer be answered. I stop to tell you, keep on the right road. Prayer heals. Prayer feeds. Prayer do all those things. If we just pray one with another, everything will be all right.
Yes, amen and amen. We have just heard from Reverend Leroy Rice, and you can hear him on Tuesdays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, as well as Wednesday with his wife, Mrs. Rice. I think it's so profound, as I had said before, that his wife is a registered nurse, but she takes time to work with her husband on Wednesday to rightly divide the word of truth. And as we had heard earlier, it's so profound what Reverend Rice says, that we look at Luke 9, verses 23, and it says that if anyone come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. And I'll tell you the truth. Some of us are standing here and will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. And as he said, when you look at Luke chapter 9, it says here, verse 48, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you is the greatest. You know, beloved, as Reverend Rice said, there's so much knowledge in the word of God that we always should walk humbly and seek after the Father, and that we should have our focus on the word of God to exalt, edify, and encourage one another so that we can have eternal life. You know, as he said, will we be selfish when we think about me, myself, and I, and that all we want is what could benefit us? But the word of God tells us in Luke 9, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bed, no bread, no extra money, but whoever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them. You know, God is telling us that man is going to suffer many things because we have accepted Christ, but we have to believe on the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We got to trust him at his word and to know that the Son of Man is God. He has suffered many things. He was rejected by elders, the chief priests, family, teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day to be risen to give us eternal life. Yes, it's so very profound that our life should be a reflection, as I say, a beacon of life, that we are God's beloved. So we need to encourage, as Reverend Rice said, and not to tear down one another in the body of Christ. So I would encourage you again, as you leave out, praise the Father, praise God. We thank the Lord that he sits high, he's looked low. We thank God that he has sent his Holy Spirit, and that he is encouraging us to walk upright before him. Yes, we have a responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to our neighbors, that we are in this thing together, in fellowship together, and that we are should be anchored, and that we should be steadfast and unmovable in God. Amen. Amen. So let us at this time, as I say always, listen to us Monday through Fridays as well as on Sunday mornings. God bless you again. And remember, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all, because your soul and your attitude, your lifestyle, everything should be a reflection that you are a believer and a Christian according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because you're anchored in the Lord. And let us listen to Douglas Miller. Amen. Songwriter says that my soul is anchored in the Lord. Yes, beloved, as you go along your journey, as the scripture said early, you shake the dust off your feet, you go by faith, and you go by trusting in the word of God and to know who your God is. As Reverend Rice said this morning, we have to know the Lord that we serve. Truly, we love the Lord and we worship him in spirit and in truth. God bless you again, and we want to just to tell you to stay encouraged. And as you get up and go out on your daily way, be kind to someone. Show someone love. Give them a hug. Yes, if you could take them out to eat or bring them food to eat, treat others the way they want to be treated, as well as go see mom or dad or go to that nursing home and just be kind to little children and animals. Yes, we are living at a time that we need more love, that we need more outward point and demonstration of love, as we saw earlier, and we was talking about how over in the Middle East there is fighting among nations for territorial right. But if God crack on the sky, we don't have to worry about the dirt, the territory, the land, any of that, that we want to be right, we want to be ready, and we want to be in fellowship with God so that we can have eternal life. But you know why? Because you are anchored in the Lord. God bless you again. Remember the Sabbath each and every day. Keep it holy and show love. And show love one to another, and God bless you. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer, and this is the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen.